What's up?
My name is Alyssa Mahoney. I am 28 years old. Today is November 25th, 2017. I'm speaking with Betty Felber and Stan Felber, who are my grandparents. We are recording this interview in Fairmont, Minnesota. This is part two. Okay. What is one thing you have never done that you would like to do before you die?
I've always wanted to go. I've heard of other...
She got visibly excited for this question.
I know. I was hoping I could say this. I've had a friend, a dear, dear lady. I just love her. But she, more than one time, went on like a trip to New York with her daughters and saw a couple shows, that sort of thing. And she has done other little trips with her daughters. I have a desire to do that. Mm-hmm. To go on a trip with my daughters, either to New York to see movies, to see
shows. What about granddaughters?
If they were available, that probably could work.
But they're not.
But no, that's
they're not the
I
main
always wanted
people.
To it always seemed
that
like,
sounds wonderful. Yeah. We should do that. Mm-hmm. Papa?
He already talked about.
Okay, Papa, answer that question. The one thing you still like to do.
I don't know at this point.
You've done it all. Hmm? Are you saying you've done it all?
No, I'm saying that at this particular moment, I can't think of anything that I'm just wild about doing.
Okay. Well, let me know if you change your mind. If you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you've never told me that you want to share with me now?
Oh, brother. What do you want me to say, Alyssa? That you want me to say you really are Papa's favorite granddaughter, aren't you? Yes. Oh, I don't know, honey. You're just a wonderful, sweet girl.
It doesn't
girl.
Have to be about me.
Life. You made it sound like it was about you.
No. If this is going to be our last conversation.
Oh, my last conversation is, I love everything about you. Aww. It's just, I'm just so thankful to have you continue to be a good, honest person.
Thank you.
Say your prayers.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be with me.
Exactly.
Always.
Exactly.
Please. That's my main concern.
Yeah.
What about you, Papa? If this was our last conversation.
You know what you want? She wants you to say that.
You don't have to say that.
Go within or go without.
I love that. That's my new favorite. For sure.
That's it?
Nope, I think so. Thinking about your family many generations from now and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
I don't know. I feel like I already said it all. Mm-hmm. Be honest.
Love one another.
Yeah, be honest be honest. Okay. Don't hurt other people. Mm-hmm. And be good workers. Don't expect somebody else to do it for you. There's an old saying, if you're waiting for someone else to entertain you, it might be a long wait. Mm-hmm. So just, listen to people who know. Mm-hmm. Take good advice. Don't think you know it all.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, because you don't.
Papa?
Well, you might find it interesting to delve into the spiritual aspect of life. And read a lot of the things that I have come across, like Paramahansa Yogananda, and he's spent a lot of time writing things about God.
The Bible's a pretty good read.
And spirituality, yeah, but it's not the same. It's good. I mean, that's definitely important. If you want to go through that first, it's great, but it doesn't have the body or as much to say about things as
Well, I just think
trying to understand what it's, all
well,
their meanings are.
It needs a such different interpretation.
Yes. What?
Is that it? Okay.
I like that.
Okay. Hold on. Where's?
I got it.
What is the definition of love to you?
When you really love somebody, I guess you want to please them. If you really do, if you really love somebody, you know, love is kind of the opposite of jealousy. And you know what they say jealousy is? More self-love than love. And I guess that's what I think love is. When you really love somebody, you would never want to hurt them. I have a hard time with people who they're so in love and they get married, and then within a year or a few years, I guess it wasn't really love, because how do you turn love off the way some people do? And maybe it's because they were hurt by the other one. Well, how did the other one do it? I mean, it's really. It's not real love.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just feel like when it's real love, you just can't hurt the other person. Suck it up and change your life and be good.
Like that. Papa, what does love mean?
In what aspect are we talking about? Person to person or...
Yeah.
Or love sunshine in the world or love... God or love what?
I feel like love can wear many hats.
They use the word for that sort of thing too much, of course. I try not to.
What?
Say, oh, I love doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Maybe you really like doing it, but yeah. I don't know about the love part.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're talking about love other
love
people
for,
or other things?
Yeah. Well, everything that, you know, it's around nature. Family, I feel like. I lost my train of thought there.
Is that too deep?
You're throwing me off.
Well, I would say that it's a lot better thing to work with than the opposite. In other words, work more toward love than or hate. Or all the other bad things.
I think you
learn it. You've always said God is love.
Yeah, for sure. That's one definition of God would be love. Or vice versa.
What is your biggest fear?
I can't think. I could say heights, but that seems so immature. I don't know. I'm not afraid of the dark. When you're young, I think it depends on how old you are and what you're going through. I mean, there are people that have a fear of dying, a fear of...
Are you afraid to die?
I don't necessarily want a lot of pain, but no, I'm not afraid to die, but I think we just had this conversation. I just am not ready to die because I feel like there's too many things that I don't want to personally experience, but that I want to see my family accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Papa, what is your biggest fear?
I don't believe in that.
You don't believe in fear?
No. Who needs it?
So you're not afraid to die?
I don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't being afraid of... It's a natural part. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't worry about it. When it comes around, let it happen.
When he sleeps, when he sleeps really too late in the morning, I go up the steps. Oh boy.
I'll have to get back. said, "As when you get as old as I am."
Fear, you know, I've lived so much now and had so many good things happen and happy times and very few problems or unhappy. I mean, certainly in business, things go wrong sometimes, stuff like that. But fear is the least. The more you can forget about fear and don't even think about it, the better you're going to be. Mm-hmm. Don't let it be a thing to worry with.
I don't fear things, but I'm conscious of, but know that it's not going to be easy. And Stan and I have talked about this, and I have said it would be hard for you, wouldn't it, if something happens to me? And he says, oh God, shakes his head. Because it's not that you fear it, but it's going to be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard. Mm-hmm. If I have to be alone, I'm not looking forward to it. I don't fear it, but I'm certainly not looking forward to the change that will happen.
Yeah.
It will happen. One of us will go. Yeah. The other one will have to survive. But
shouldn't fear the inevitable.
I don't know. I don't fear it, but it's going to be something that'll have to be faced.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I like that.
Not so.
Okay. What was the hardest time in your marriage?
Well, I thought when we were first married and Stan went hunting every weekend that...
This ain't going to work.
Is this it? Is this what it is? So one of the weekends I went over to Daddy's, and it was a Sunday. And Grandma Mabel started making dinner, and Daddy was like, basically wanted to say, aren't you going home? But he did say, where's Stan? And I just kind of ignored the question, because I thought, the heck with him. He'll get home from hunting and fix his own dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought in Daddy's mind, he thought, whoa, this ain't going to happen. So he went to the telephone, and he invited Stan over for dinner.
I like that.
Yeah. So that wasn't gonna happen. But that I didn't like. Those were kind of hard times.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't fun. Yeah, wasn't fun.
Was this before two kids?
What, honey?
Before kids?
I had.
Was this time period before you had children?
No, I had Randy.
Okay.
Yeah, I had Randy. So I mean, you know, I just thought it was self. Papa's part.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And if we did go out or go to a movie or something the weekend, we better be getting home early because hunting was going to be starting early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it wasn't like all year long. Hunting was only a few months in the fall. But yeah, those weren't fun.
What do you think, Papa?
Hard times.
Well, it was an adjustment period.
Would that be what you consider the hardest time of your marriage? Or
didn't bother me, it bothered her.
Exactly. No, but what was your difficult time period in your eyes? Or was it all bliss?
Well, I forget things easily. But
I guess it was.
We never got
it. I guess it was all good. No, there was never a time. That was as close as anybody ever thought that there was a problem.
Well, you guys are just maybe the best marriage ever, if that's the case. Good Lord.
There are people that say they never argue.
Yeah.
Well, we argue.
Do you guys bicker?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that.
Nothing like a good argument to get things straightened out.
Yeah. But after you had three children, there are times where I would have guessed those would have been the roughest times.
Oh, no.
No?
Mm-mm. Hmm. I did my thing as far as raising the family. And, you know, those were different times. And number one, I didn't work. So I didn't expect Stan to help at home. And so he didn't. probably if I would have expected him to do more, I'm sure he probably would have, but it was just the roles we chose. Mm-hmm.
Were comfortable.
They were all good. We're both very comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. We love to entertain, and Stan wasn't really the person that got things going, although he was a great griller in those days. In fact, we used to serve barbecued ribs a lot. That was kind of our big thing. Mm-hmm. And I did get, I remember, a little irritated now and then because I would make the sauce, parboil the ribs, have everything else ready, and Stan would throw those ribs on the grill, and then we'd have our dinner, and everybody would say, "Oh my God, Stan, your ribs."
Those sound tough times.
That was hard on my ego.
I can remember when we used to work, Tom Cavers and I would work nights and maybe
night and day.
10, 11 o'clock at night. And we had a lot of plumbing business in those days, but we were more of a working couple than hiring for the company, you know. We did a lot of the work and worked too many hours. Mm-hmm. It was very long days in those.
But you never complained?
No. Uh-huh. I enjoyed it, too.
Yeah.
To, in a way, you know, it's a kind of a love-hate thing, I guess.
Yeah. Is there anything you would change about yourself and about each other?
I don't really think so. I mean, I'm sure I could have done many things better or differently, but nothing that I feel caused a problem.
Well, today, is there anything you would change about yourself?
Today?
Mm-hmm.
I think... No, I don't... I think I'm comfortable with my life. Yeah, I mean, I wish my family were all closer.
Yeah.
I really do. But I say to people, I always felt it was kind of my fault because there are people that don't want their kids to leave them.
Mm.
Not that I wanted my kids to leave, but I wanted them to go and do the things that I never did. And so that came back to bite me because they're gone. Exactly. And it was wonderful when Randy and Don were here those few years that we were here. It was really enjoyable. But I understood if it wasn't good for them and they wanted to leave, that was their choice. Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of nice when they came back. We got to get together
happy.
And mm-hmm. with them for dinners and stuff and just more association.
That mm-hmm. was good.
And we have now.
And I appreciate every time that my kids come home, that's kind of our joy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the older we get, the harder it gets, mm-hmm. but it's still just our fun times.
Mm-hmm. Nothing you would change about Papa today?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he gets angry with me because there are many times that he'll be sitting there and, you know, not have a big smile on his face, and I'll always say, "Okay, Smiley, come on, let's do such and such." And he has said he really is very hard when I have to tell him when to smile. So I think if I could change something about him, I probably would want him to be a little more
smiley.
If
I drank a lot, I could be.
I know a lot of people who don't drink who still prefer to smile.
Papa, would you change anything about yourself today or Moody? Don't influence the speaker. You can be honest here.
Would I change?
We won't let her hurt you.
I don't know that our marriage could be much better, really. I mean, we've learned to enjoy each other and accept the things that we don't like too much and don't bitch about it too much, and then we get along, you know?
Mm-hmm. He's still the love of my life.
Aw, sweet. So sweet.
What about Tony?
Okay, yeah. Tony had a strange question.
No.
Tony would like to hear your story about your wooden whistle.
About when you had a whistle. Well,
you used to have a whistle.
You can't remember your story about the wooden whistle?
I had a wooden whistle.
And a wooden whistle.
So then I got a steel whistle. Mm-hmm. And a steel wooden whistle. So then I got a tin whistle. Mm-hmm. Now I tin whistle.
That was really good. Thank you. You heard it here first, people.
Okay. That's one of his better stories, Alyssa. At least he didn't tell you any of his bean picking whistle stories.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how did you find out you were going to be a parent? This is a question from Meg.
How did we find out we were going to be a parent? I think the obvious way.
Started throwing up?
No.
Missed your period?
Missed my period. Mm-hmm.
Your boobs hurt?
If I didn't have a bra on, my boobs always hurt.
Okay.
Yeah. If you all remember, I used to have a little bit more proportion than I have now. Mm-hmm. No, it was. I think it was probably I missed my period, and I really did get sick. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Papa, how did you feel about becoming a father?
Part of the deal.
Having a family.
What is your favorite memory of having little babies, like Corianne's age? Moody says nothing.
What did I feel about?
Yeah, like what were your thoughts when babies were really small?
You're kind of a nuisance.
Yeah. I felt that was coming.
Well, no, really. Papa was not a hands-on father. Mm-hmm. No. In three children, he probably, all told, changed 5 diapers. Maybe. One time, he said he'd help me out because I was in a hurry to go someplace after dinner at night. And so he was going to change Jamie's diaper. And the TV was in the living room, and I was in the kitchen doing something. And I'm hollering, telling him what to do. And I come back in, and yes, he is changing Jamie's diaper. He is laying on the couch. Jamie is on the floor. He is watching TV and trying to do it with one hand.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
I thought, this is a losing case.
And that's when you had to use a pin. You didn't have the tape.
No, those were safety pins then. Poor baby. Yeah, and she's moving around trying to get into position.
Oh, my God.
It was awful.
Well, I remember you used to catch out for putting her on the toilet to train her.
She was only 6 months old.
Well, you know, they had these little
toilets.
Plastic thing under
the... Which baby on the...
Jamie
on the toilet to potty train her at how old?
I don't know.
No, but he gave Randy an enema when she was, born in August, and this was in the first part of December. And he gave her an enema when I was gone baking cookies. And so I'm thinking, oh, good God. And I'm going to clean up the mess. Well, where's the diaper? He says, well, what do you mean, where's the diaper? Yeah, where's the diaper? Well, I put her butt on the toilet.
I love you, Papa.
Yeah, you don't want to fill up my diaper when you can put it in the toilet.
Yeah. Common sense, people.
Why, yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is a 3.5 month old baby.
Okay.
I was in shock.
I bet you were. What is your biggest advice to newlywed couples such as myself and Brandon. Well, we will be newlyweds.
I think you just have to talk it out. Mm-hmm. And
don't go to bed angry.
Never. Never.
Yeah.
And sometimes even if
Brandon said he doesn't do that.
No, I mean, sometimes it's not always easy for people to talk things out. So, okay, you don't go to bed and be angry. But you could maybe just put your arm around him and hug him, and sometimes that's...
Yeah.
That takes care of it.
A hug.
Yeah, but I just... I just think you just have to talk things out and be sensible and not be irrational and emotional.
I like that.
Too much emotion.
Papa?
Mm-hmm.
Marriage advice. Give
a little and take a little.
Give a little and take a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talk things out and get along, you know, what the heck. And so many times it's little things that don't really make any difference one way or another, if you're right or the other. Who's right or who's wrong? Mm-hmm. And when, you know, you keep a hold of common sense.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. I mean, you know, you can't be disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I think it's unfair if men spend too much time away doing their thing.
Yeah.
But that
probably... What about women?
I think that's not fair either. I think it should be something that you both agree,
mm-hmm.
agree on. I mean, otherwise I think you get resentful. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Oh, what?
Sense of humor.
Like,
Nancy thinks you have to keep your sense of humor. Did you do that in your three marriages?
Well, I'm just saying I should have, maybe more.
Thank you.
I just think it's important.
I think, you learn what is missing when you know.
To have more humor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so, too. It takes things so seriously. Yeah. And your feelings get hurt.
What is your favorite food?
What is my favorite food?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It'd be easier if you asked me what I didn't like.
What do you not like?
Scallops.
I love scallops.
Papa?
What kind of scallop? Scalloped potatoes?
No, scallops. Fish round balls.
You don't know that about your wife?
Oh, he knew I don't like scallops.
What's your favorite or least favorite food?
Well, I used to like steak, but I don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Do you miss it?
I've gotten used to it.
You ever crave it?
Not really.
Crave a burger?
I never eat burgers. That's beef.
Crave a burger.
No, I don't.
No, I think at least you eat something new.
You can get used to most anything, I think.
Food.
Mm-hmm. So I like sweets. There's no doubt about it.
No.
No denying that.
I like potatoes. It's best to stay away from them a little bit.
Well, you know, we all know what we're supposed to eat and not pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of follow the rules.
You're a good eater, Stan.
I know.
Except for you don't eat meat.
Well,
that is good.
Yeah,
that's part of the deal. From some of the things that I've read, it's we were never meant to be meat eaters.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that through Paramahansa. And the,
I don't really miss the meat that much.
This one guy explains exactly why you eat certain things. And we weren't meant to be... He talks about the incisors of your teeth. If you were meant to eat meat, you'd have big,
sharp
incisors like dogs and
mm-hmm.
wolves and animals like that. He says, we're not. We're supposed to be grain and
mush.
Vegetables.
Gotcha.
Fruit.
Fish.
Mm-hmm. What is the meaning of life?
What is the meaning
That's
of life?
That's from Megan.
The meaning of life. I think to love people, now this is a person who, if you're asking a person who is spiritual, the meaning of life is to be good and to be feel for the life after. And I'm sorry, that's what I learned this. Why did God make me? God made me to know him, to love him, to be good, and to be happy in the life ever after. And I think I feel sorry for people who don't, who go, no, I don't get it. I don't believe in, there's no life after. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like the meaning of life is to be good and kind and to be not be ashamed, not be hateful, and just to be happy than in the other life, mm-hmm. in the other world, which most of it is being kind and good to everyone. Mm-hmm. Love God as yourself. Mm-hmm. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And if we all did that,
be a happy world.
It'd be a happy world.
Get North Korea straightened around. We'd have half the battle.
Yeah, it's scary right now.
It is.
He wants to go out and kill everybody.
Mm-hmm. I don't want that. What is the meaning of life, Papa?
The meaning of life. You mean the purpose?
Whatever you relate to more. Purpose. What is the purpose of life?
Dying is part of it, I know.
Mm-hmm. I think it's to try and live your life properly and help people as much as you can. You don't have to go wild and be a missionary necessarily, but just day-to-day practice. Doing at least somewhat for others, as you would do unto yourself, as you would do unto others.
What are your hopes and wishes for me, the rest of the, you know, not just me, all the people you care about, health. And for our children?
I could say health and wealth. Mm-hmm. Well, and when I say wealth, I mean to be able to take care of themselves and have a good life, mm-hmm. and be proud, kind and loving.
Papa?
And I'd like them to have a spiritual life, mm-hmm. understanding and wanting to be all those things.
Peace?
Yeah, to feel good about it, to not ever have to feel guilt. Mm-hmm. Because you did things right. It's hard to undo.
Mm-hmm. Papa? What are your hopes and wishes for your generations to come?
Well, I hope everything goes well. And to eat and sleep properly, and wish goodwill toward others, and behavior, that everybody will behave themselves and go see doctors occasionally or regularly, whatever they feel is important. In other words, stay well, because if everybody's well and happy, well, that's half the battle.
Mm-hmm. Not to drink too much, not to smoke, yeah. to take care of their health.
Got cigarettes.
And to be happy, no matter what it is and who they love.
You smoke?
No, I said she's talking.
Oh, that's all right.
What is one of your most favorite memories from your magazine days?
I don't know about favorite, but I have some.
A good one.
Good ones?
I mean, like, good as in good or bad, but like one in your that really sticks out to you.
Tell her about your Italian boyfriend.
About my Italian boyfriend? Oh. Well, one time, I probably, wasn't very nice. But I met this, at the time, I was really sick of being on the road.
Mm-hmm.
No family. I missed Butchie. I had talked to him on the phone that day, and we were in Detroit. And so I meet this guy, and he was so sweet and so nice. And he, let's just say, he felt the same way about me, I think. Anyway, we're visiting, and he said, would you come home with me? He said, I live with my parents, and I have this big Italian family, and mother's making this Italian dinner. And I thought, yeah, I will. Well, unfortunately, I was in this district that if I had gone another block further, it wouldn't have been a safe place to be.
Mm-hmm.
So now when they go to pick us all up at the end of the day, no Betty. And so everybody was so worried. And I went home with him. I had the most wonderful Italian dinner. And we had homemade wine. And now I said,
you and Papa married yet?
Mm-mm. Now I have got to get back to the hotel. And so, okay, now I'm happy because I had some of this homemade wine. And so his mother gives me some in a Coke bottle because I wanted everybody at the hotel to be able to taste this wonderful wine. And she had roses on the table, so I stick a rose in the Coke bottle too. And so he took me back to the hotel, and I go into the room where our manager always had everybody at the end of the day, and I walk in there with that bottle of Coke, and I mean, you know what hit the fan. Oh my goodness, they were ready to call the police. Everybody was looking for me. So
did you tell them what you did?
Exactly, every word.
Oh, so the I'm next, impressed with that. I would have lied.
No, how could I lie? How could I lie?
Well, if you guys were dating.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
You weren't mad?
Well, everybody was pretty unhappy. You know, we were, like you say, we were just scared to death that somebody picked her up.
Abducted her. Mm-hmm.
Got her laying in the ditch.
So the next day, this guy calls the hotel, and of course, we had no personal names on the register. And the operator gives him Dale's room. And so the guy asks for me, and Dale said he never heard of her.
Mm-hmm. So that was the end of
that. That was the end of my Italian boyfriend.
Oh my gosh. Do you have a good story, Papa?
Nothing like that.
Okay. You weren't a wild child?
No, I wasn't wild.
How about the fact that you got married out on the magazine cover, didn't
you? We did. We absolutely did. And that was really rather interesting, too, because I called and talked to Father Lane and asked him how it could be done. And he said there were a series of lessons that a non-Catholic took for us to get married. And so the different cities we went to, Stan visited different priests for lessons, and I wished I had saved them. And then the priest wrote out whatever lesson he gave Stan.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And why did you choose to get married on the road instead of waiting till you got back to Fairmont?
Well, it was like, I guess it was my pride. I didn't want anybody, and I wasn't. I had separate roommates. It wasn't that we were, but I didn't want people to think that. And so actually it was like, at the time I was telling him, I'm going to be married or I'm going home. And so he probably married me so I wouldn't go home, but then he married me and we did go home.
Oh.
So that's how it went.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So how long after you got married?
In the 1st of October, and we went home the end of October. Oh. We saved our money.
How long were you supposed to stay there?
Probably forever.
Indefinitely, yeah. As long as they...
Yeah, I was probably his best salesman.
Wow.
He fretted.
You were 20?
I was 21 when... No, I was 19. I was 20 when Randy was born.
Oh, I thought you got married at 20.
No, I was 19. Randy was born.
Oh, that's right.
When I was 20.
Wow.
But yeah.
So you got pregnant very quickly after getting married. Two months. Good Lord.
We got the proper order anyway.
Yeah. Wow.
You've heard of that, haven't you?
Some people just get things a little differently.
A little mixed up.
Well, that's all my questions. I just want to say how much you guys mean to me and how proud I am of you. And I feel like anyone who's known you and helped raise you, you know, make you the people you are, I don't know if they were able to tell you, but I'm telling you, I think they'd be very proud of you and everything you've done.
Well, thank you, Alyssa. Yeah. I'm very proud of you as well.
Thank you. And I love you guys so much. And thank you for your time.
I know you love family.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.